I don't know. In my head, at least, somebody should sponsor this 5 minutes, the best 5 minutes of the day with Jason Kanz, but nobody's talked to me about it. Good morning.
Good morning. I was thinking the same thing as you were talking. You were talking about short programs, and I thought, well, 5 or 6 minutes, that's fairly short.
No, we could do, yeah, some of them are shorter than that. Yeah, but this is good sized, actually, so.
Yep. Your morning tidbits.
We kind of have a formula. I mean, basically, it's like something lighthearted, something substantive, and then we go to the scripture. So.
And everybody should be amazed that we get through all of that in such a short period.
Yeah, no, it is a lot of stuff. Because, actually, I do have some heavier thoughts on my mind today, which is about relationship. We both, you know, Larry Crabb talked about spiritual or relational theology.
Yep.
Which is not to the exclusion of others, but is one in, and because God's a triune God, that just kind of changes everything, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We are, I believe, created to be relational, and it's reflected in what we do, how we live, and I think when our problems show up, they're often relational as well.
Having said that, I mean, we all fall far short of relational perfection. I mean, everybody does.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I, there are days I feel like I fall farther short of relational perfection than I do of others, so.
And I think about how Larry would say, I remember seeing him at that conference in Appleton, he stands before 3,000 people, he said, I'm a mess and so are you, and I'm like, I haven't heard any other pastor say that. People are typically trying to hide the fact that they're a mess, you know?
Yeah, and you know, and I think that's true, and I think sometimes there's this tendency for Christians to say, I used to be a mess, but now.
Right.
When in reality, I mean, we're all still messes. And I think that the freedom to be able to acknowledge that is a powerful thing.
And I say that Larry and his counterpart in ministry for a lot of years was Dan Allender. And Dan, one of Dan's books is, and they were just different. I mean, they just seemed to go deeper and have fresher, more inviting perspectives. Like one of Dan's books is called Leading with a Limp. And again, that's just like, what? You're not supposed to lead with a limp. But again, it's about vulnerability, and they both seem to offer that, and that was just so attractive to me.
Yeah, absolutely, and I would agree with that. I think that was what definitely drew me to Larry and to later to Dan as well. And I think Leading with a Limp is a great book and a great example of that.
Again, though, having said that, I mean, we have these relationships that, you know, I think of the definition, right? There's kind of cliche, fact, opinion, and that's where the fireworks, as we head into the 4th of July in a couple of days, well, you want to have relational fireworks. It's opinions, right? I mean, you might have it at the barbecue where somebody shares their political or spiritual opinion. Somebody else is another one. And that's where all sorts of things can happen, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's trying to recognize or remember that the person we're talking with is an image bearer.
Yeah.
So even if we do hold different opinions, which obviously many of us do, to try to hold that with love and other-centeredness is really a goal we can shoot for.
It is. And, I mean, we want to talk about following Jesus and obeying. I mean, I think it came up in our men's group last night, but as we were looking at the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, and yet if you obey all of his commands, I mean, boy, love, right? Love God, love others. He said all of the commands hang on those two.
Yep, absolutely. Everything hangs there.
Right. And so, and finally, before we get to Acts here, one verse for today. I mean, for you, were you kind of, I mean, has those three questions that you're going to remind us what they are, has that kind of continued to impact you relationally?
For sure. Yeah. The three questions are, what do you mean by that? How did you come to that conclusion? And is it possible I'm wrong? You know, I think those form a framework of a lot of my interactions. And I was just telling someone yesterday, you know, I've shared those with so many people. A friend of mine's an English teacher who has them hanging in her high school room. And, you know, I think it helps us to enter that relational minefield a little better, to be able to engage with people in a little bit more humble way.
Can we turn it to the other person with the third question and say, is it possible you're wrong?
I mean, I think we always assume that, is it possible you're wrong? I think we make that assumption. I think it's a lot harder to make the assumption, is it possible I'm wrong?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that allows us to step back a little bit and go, should I hold this position as strongly as I do?
Yeah. All right. Interesting. Acts 4:7 today.
Says, they brought in the two disciples and demanded, by what power or in whose name have you done this?
And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, he tackles it this way. These Jewish leaders brought Peter and John before them to question them. Tell us, how did you heal that man? Where did your power come from? And in whose name did you act? Although they knew, they wanted the disciples to implicate themselves. Controlling leaders often threaten by questioning. They feign curiosity, but they're only seeking to assert power. Here we're talking about questions, but these were fake questions, I guess.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's, you know, questions are a great thing, but sometimes the motive behind them can be problematic, you know. And again, I think we can see that we can probably all think of leaders or bosses or things where, you know, we know the answer, but that we're just trying to corner someone to have them put themselves in a bind.
Solving the problems of the world 5 minutes at a time. Thank you, friend.
Talk to you later.
Our buddy Jason Kanz on WWIV. Well, pet-related injuries, turns out they're fairly common.
87,000 pet-related accidents in the United States each year, and we have some more statistics, factoids about this.
Yeah, for instance, dogs are the culprits in nearly 90% of the pet-related falls. And again, there
they
are so
many dogs, framed by the
right?
cats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
90% of pet-related falls related to dogs. Walking the dog is high on the list of what people are doing when they trip over their pets and get hurt. I mean, again, the whole leash thing. Be a tripwire.
And I know if you walk the dog and it's winter and the ice, look out for that. But close to 12% of injuries occur while persons were chasing cats.
Females are twice as likely as males to be injured in a pet-related fall.
Most injuries occur in or around the home, like close to 62% for dogs and close to 86% for cats, right? You're not walking your cat.
And again, of those 87,000 pet-related accidents in the U.S. each year, injuries are most frequent among children up to age 14 and then adults ages 35 to 54. So I guess in between, you're safer.
These are kind of rough injuries. The most common injuries are fractures, about 31%, and contusions or abrasions, 26%.
Well, I mean, you think about that. If you're walking the dog, or heaven forbid, if you're jogging with the dog and then you trip, I mean, that can, individuals 75 and older had the highest rates of fracture. Again, be careful out there. And, doggos, slow down a little bit, especially if you have a senior owner. Just keep them safe.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're walking your dog and they're barking at other dogs and each other. And the dogs are out of the house. I mean, I walk my dogs every day. And, I mean, they're, you know, like other dogs in houses are just, like, triggered. And
like, so yes, everything has to be alert.
Yeah.
Can you play a real smooth song for my dog?
Well, I think this one hopefully will please the dogs out there. It's Josiah Queen. Looking forward to him coming to One Fest, which is 1 month from today.
It's Tuesday trivia time here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo with you on WWIB, where we are family. And you know what? As has been quite usual recently, we have a great prize for you. We always have great prizes, but courtesy of our OneFest coverage sponsors, we've had some great giveaways, Halvo, for full event tickets to OneFest, a pair of them plus parking, and we're doing it again today.
Yeah, boy, the Pine Lodge Shop in Chautauqua, courtesy of them, a pair of tickets to OneFest.
And a great shout-out again to the Pine Lodge Shop. Don't forget, they have that farmer's market every Saturday from 9 to 1 just off Highway 53 in Chautauqua at the Pine Lodge Shop. Dozens and dozens of local vendors, locally produced food, unique gifts. So thank you to the Pine Lodge Shop of Chautauqua. Great gift shopping there as well. Thank you to Cindy and the crew. Here's our question. And again, if you have not won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call. If you have, please give somebody else a chance. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. I feel like this could get solved today. All right? 1 in 4 women keep one of these in their purse. 1 in 4 women keep this in their purse. What is it? 715-723-2555. We were thinking maybe we could kind of ratchet down the degree of difficulty today and see if we can get this solved on a Tuesday for Tuesday Trivia. So again, if your household has not won OneFest tickets from us, if you haven't won in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call 715-723-2555 and give this a guess.
This kind of reminds me of the old Let's Make a Deal game show. I don't know if you remember that at all, with Monty Hall. And it was like, it would be like, do you have such and such in your purse or whatever? And they'd have to pull it out or something like that.
So 25% of the ladies, 1 in 4 women, keep this in their purse, keep one of these in their purse. What is it? 715-723-2555 for two full event OneFest tickets and parking.
And again, guys, you can guess as well. You can guess as well here. even though we're talking about ladies and their purse. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hi, Sherry. Quick to the trigger. Go ahead.
I'm going to say deodorant.
Is it deodorant? Sherry from Bloomer?
Not it.
Not a first guess ringer, but you never know. I feel like this can be solved pretty quickly.
Yep. Yeah, we'll see. 723-2555. Hello. Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth, what do you think?
How about a nail clipper?
A nail clipper?
Thinking something a little bit different in that purse. That's not it.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Sherry. 1 in 4 women keep one of these in their purse.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bruce from Tony.
All right. And
I would say a Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid. All right. We're covering all sorts of things here.
And a lot of these probably are in purses, and 1 in 4 or more women may keep them in there. Is it what we're looking for?
Sorry.
But again, I very much appreciate just how much stuff is in my wife's purse when it's like, oh, do we have such a... Yep, it's right here.
Yeah, right. All right. Hi, Curtis, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Curtis from Eau Claire.
All right, Curtis.
I would say a nail file.
A nail file.
A nail file. We've had nail clipper, nail file.
Sorry.
Thank you. Again, this giveaway courtesy of the Pine Lodge Shop of Chautauqua. Check out their farmer's market on Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Hey, Vicky.
How about a tape measure?
A tape measure.
Keep that in there. Maybe that wouldn't be expected.
25-footer?
It's not it.
Not a tape measure. Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. 1 in 4 women keep this in their purse. What is it?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry again.
All right, Sherry.
I'm going to say like a mending kit, needle and thread.
Needle and thread. Needle and threads. Sure, a little sewing kit, mending kit.
Sorry.
Not what we're looking for.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kelsey from Rice Lake.
Kelsey, what do you think a woman keeps in her purse?
Is it a snack?
A snack. Something like a granola bar or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Man,
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, if you have an 18-month-old, you probably keep lots and lots of snacks because he or she raids that all the time.
Could that be it? Sorry.
But, man, moms keep the best snacks in their purses. You know where to look.
Time for 3 more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
I don't know if I'd qualify them.
But anyway, I always keep a notebook pad in my purse.
Okay.
Writing down notes from church.
Sure. Is it a notepad notebook, Linda from Chippewa?
No.
Not what we're looking for. 2 more guesses.
Sorry.
1 in 4 women keep one of these in their purse for 2 full event tickets plus parking to OneFest 2024, courtesy of the Pine Lodge Shop of Chautauqua.
What do you think? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth.
Pepper spray.
There you go. Oh, could that be it? Sorry.
They make pepper spray containers in very attractive colors these days.
They're
kind of cool. Yeah.
And you're the last guesser this go-round before 8 o'clock. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wow.
Hello?
Turn the radio down a little bit and then let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Ruth from Tony, and she kind of took mine. Oh, boy.
Come up with whatever you got here.
Perfume.
Is it perfume?
Perfume, perfume in her purse.
2 trivia, try number 2 here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance, friends, to win 2 full event tickets to OneFest 2024, now officially 1 month away. The hookup with parking as well. This giveaway courtesy of the Pine Lodge Shop of Chautauqua. So many unique gifts and decor. And then 9 to 1 every Saturday, their farmer's market supporting so many local vendors and artisans. The Pine Lodge Shop in Chautauqua. Thank you to Cindy and the crew. And Havel, we didn't get this solved, but got a pretty good feeling about this. I think it won't take too long. Maybe Tuesday Trivia gets solved on a Tuesday for the first time in a long time.
I know that various female purses can be very large, but, I mean, how many things can you put in there? You're not going to guess a tractor, right?
Yeah, this is the question. In case you missed it, 1 in 4 women keep this in their purse. 1 in 4 women keep one of these in their purse. 25% of the ladies do this. 25% of ladies keep this, keep what, in their purse. If you have not won from us in the past 30 days, and as long as your household hasn't won OneFest tickets from us, you're eligible to call 715-723-2555. What could it be?
Let's find out. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ruth from Tony.
What do you think,
Dumb
Ruth?
Or Mint? gum or mints.
Gum or mints.
Well, getting two guesses in
smart,
in one.
And she did it, so we're going to allow it, and that's not it.
It's not gum, nor is it mints. Thank you, Ruth, from Tony. Call us back, 715-723-2555. If you have a hookup that we can meet Jim Leonard, we also would enjoy that.
Yes, thank you.
Because I just assume everybody in Tony knows Jim.
Now coaching for the Broncos. Hi, yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Curtis from Eau Claire. How about tweezers?
Tweezers.
Yep. You never know when you might need those to pull out a sliver. That's not it.
Not tweezers. 715-723-2555. One in four women keep this in their purse. What is it?
Hi.
A compact mirror.
A compact mirror. Like for makeup?
Makeup. Looking at, you know, it's a little compact mirror.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I have one on my person. It is not a compact mirror.
All of that discussion.
I'm just curious sometimes.
I know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Vicky the Volunteer. That moniker lives on. Good morning.
Yes, it does. A spare pacifier.
You never knew when a child drops one.
Didn't they spit one out in the dirt?
Uh-huh.
Is it a spare pacifier, Vicky?
No.
It's not. 715-723-2555. One in four women keep this in their purse. For two full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of the Pine Lodge Shop in Chautauqua.
That was interesting. Vicky didn't just go with pacifier. It was the backup quarterback.
There you go. The spare.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Mark. I saw your mom the other day.
And your dad came in the other day, Mark. So
we've been seeing your parents.
All in the family.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go with a pair of glasses.
A pair of glasses. Maybe you have the readers in there, the regular glasses. Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Sorry.
Not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555.
Turn down your radio and tell us what your name is, where you're calling from, and what your guess is.
This is Crystal from Grimp River.
Hey, Crystal.
I'm going to guess like a Leatherman tool. One of those has all the tools on
it. Oh, like a multi-tool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Could that be it? Multi-tool? That's not it either. Wow, that was a loud buzzer.
Yeah, 715-723-2555. Are we going to get this time? Maybe. One in four women keep this in their purse.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chloe from Menominee.
Hi, Chloe.
I would guess a Band-Aid.
That's been guessed already. Anything else you might think of in the family there? You guys want to huddle quick? Anything
what?
Other?
A wallet.
Sure. It's surprising. No one's guessed that yet.
Yeah. That's not it.
Thank you, Chloe. Call us back, 715-723-2555 for a chance to win these One Fest tickets.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Shelby from Medford.
All right, Shelby, what do you think?
Is it a toothbrush?
Is it a toothbrush? One in four women keep a toothbrush in their purse?
Why would you say that, Shelby? Yeah. Do you do that?
I keep one in my desk, but not my purse.
All right.
Well, Shelby, you're absolutely correct.
Way to go, Shelby.
You're going to One Fest. Shelby from Medford guessed 25% of ladies keep a toothbrush in their purse. And courtesy of the Pine Lodge Shop of Chautauqua, we're sending you to One Fest with a guest and parking. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Well done. Thanks for listening from Medford. Hang on the line with us, Shelby, and we'll get info from you so we can have these tickets sent right to you. And man, Halvo, that means Win It Wednesday becomes a little bit different. It's not a carryover from Tuesday trivia. It'll be an actual chance to play a game. And I do believe we might just have another One Fest giveaway tomorrow as well.
Let's just,
it's a holiday week. Let's have fun.
Hooking people up with tickets for One Fest. Well, the 4th of July is right around the corner. I remember growing up as a kid in Wauwatosa, Hart Park. I mean, they'd have running races and different age groups. But it seems like something else competitive has kind of taken over the 4th.
Yes, indeed. So many times we've seen, if you don't watch the actual competition, which they probably air on ESPN, you at least see highlights of Joey Chestnut stuffing an absurd amount of hot dogs in his face. The guy's a competitive eater, and he's just the undisputed champ. But there are more eating contests that happen throughout the course of the year, and we have the records.
Yeah, and we'll start off with the hot dog, the men's division, where Joey's not in it this year, but he's done 76 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. He did that 3 years ago.
Now, again, these are verified by the International Federation of Competitive Eating. So I did not know there was such a thing, but there is. How about the competitive eating record for butter? Seven quarter-pound sticks of salted butter
Eaten in 5 minutes by Don Lerman in 2001.
That can't be good for you.
I want to say he passed the next year. Not that I know of, but wow.
How about 5 years ago, chicken wings, Jeffrey Esper downed 281 buffalo chicken wings in 12 minutes.
In 12 minutes. Competitive eating records here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Joey Chestnut apparently eats more than just Nathan's Famous hot dogs. He downed 45 pulled pork sandwiches in 10 minutes back in 2007.
Shrimp, yes. In 2006, Eric the Red Denmark downed 4 pounds and 15 ounces of spot shrimp in 12 minutes.
I get kind of the gross ones. Again, someone who... look, I love butter, but not just straight up eating it. How about mayo? So Oleg Zornitsky in 2002, in just 8 minutes, downed 4 32-ounce bowls of mayonnaise. Is that 8 pounds of mayonnaise in 8 minutes?
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, you might get a job at the Competitive Eating Channel. You handled Oleg's name real well.
Thank you.
Spam. Jeffrey Esper, again, his name resurfaced. Remember him from Chicken Wing Record? He did 9.75 pounds of Spam from the can in 8 minutes 3 years ago.
Now, I got to see if this young lady would come to Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, because the competitive eating record for cheesecake was set by a woman, Sonia Thomas, in 2004, so 20 years ago. She ate 11 pounds of cheesecake in 9 minutes. Now, Joseph's huge cheesecakes are 10-pounders.
Yeah.
So she ate the equivalent of that plus another full pound in only 9 minutes.
You know, here's the problem. I don't think she really enjoyed it. Baked beans. 10 pounds of baked beans in a minute and 45 seconds by Eric the Badlands Booker in 2020. I get the guys with the nicknames.
And one more competitive eating record to share. Back in 2002, 22 years ago, a guy named Cookie Jarvis ate 91 Chinese dumplings in only 8 minutes.
I think what would be more interesting is the hot fudge sundae record, because then you'd have the ice cream headache to deal with.
Here is the thing. As long as we're speaking about competitive eating, there is actually a tin pie plate on the wall. It's my medal. My daughter asked me about it the other day. She's like, Dad, how'd you win that? And I said, well, gather around, honey. Let me tell you, I won this in a pie eating contest. It was a mini pie, but I did win it at a fundraiser for Pregnancy Help Center of Rice Lake. And I keep that proudly on the wall of kind of my man cave exercise room, along with the Jordy Nelson and Robert Brooks posters. So
it counts as an athletic achievement.
It does.
Way to go.